Green Fox, Vettel, come in. This is phase two of Plan F. Phase two of Plan F. Do not use KERS. We've lost the receipts.
Welcome to another F1 podcast
with Terry Saunders
and Kevin Shepherd.
It's the Malaysian Grand Prix!
Lewis's tyre wear.
Heifeld, facial hair.
Petrov in the air.
Okay, so it's the Malaysian Grand Prix! So it happened.
I didn't watch it. It's been a horrible weekend for watching Grand Prix for me. I was in Dumfries on Friday, so I had to come back from Dumfries on Saturday morning, obviously, to get back to Bournemouth for a gig.
Wow.
Yeah, it's pretty torturous drive. Mm. So then I got up early to watch a race, and then I just fell asleep. Well, I say I fell asleep. I watched the first sort of bit of the Grand Prix, then I watched up to lap five, and then it's, you know, the way it just skips from lap five to nine, and you go,
oh, that was off for a second.
I definitely missed a second. And then it happened again, and it was on something like lap 15. And I thought, oh, but I feel quite refreshed. I'll just watch it. And I managed to watch it all the way to the end without realising that I'd actually dozed off from the first programme to the second programme. And I was watching the...
All the way to the 1 o'clock repeat.
Yeah, I was watching the 1 o'clock repeat, fully believing it was to be the real race.
Oh, I've done my back in. That's my pain for
Terry's
the race.
Terry's done his back in.
This was horrible, right? At 7 o'clock, my alarm's going off, like half seven, to get up Sunday morning. My back was hurting Saturday night. Sunday morning, I'm waking up, and just where me and the wife sleep in the bed, I'm against them. I've got to climb down over the bed. Can't do it. I start to wake her up, going, I can't move. She's kind of all grumpy, going, well, go back to sleep. I was like, I can't.
It's the race.
And then I get up, and I stand, and I cannot stand up straight. You know, in a sitcom where like the dad is, oh, I put my back up.
I
was bent over.
Nice.
Tried to stand up, but I couldn't. I started kind of screaming, going, oh my God, what's going on? Claire's going, I'll just get back into bed. Like, the race is on. You can't go downstairs. Oh. And then I watched it on the iPad. It was quite cool.
What, did you just stay stood at a 90 degree angle and put it on the floor?
Can you hold this for me? That was all right. But then I made it down to the race about halfway through. I warmed up a bit.
Okay, and you made it downstairs.
So our race.
It was a bit fractious, wasn't it? It was just a bit
fraught. We've been a bit
fraught.
Ow.
Distraught and fraught.
And my back's still hurting now, so every now and again you'll hear me go, ah. I think it's finger trouble. Oh.
I like finger trouble. You've not heard the phrase.
I've never heard
trouble.
The phrase finger trouble before. Now, when one of the Toro Rosso's bodywork flew off.
It looked good, didn't it?
It was nice, wasn't it?
I love it when it just looks like paper. And then that man runs across, I'm going to steal it.
Well, we know how light carbon fibre is, don't we?
Oh, yes. It's very light. Oh, yes. So you've got to run home with that.
No, good, no. And they kept saying, oh, it looks like it's finger trouble. Now, I don't mind them using weird phrases that are Formula One specific, or not. As
well, that one's
maybe.
Not really, but it's, yeah.
But I like them to describe them what they mean. Now, when they say finger trouble, I'll be honest, there's a dirty picture in my head. And then the further since the incident where they keep going, I think it's finger trouble, the more I'm thinking...
Kravitz said it, Coulthard said it.
Yeah.
And Brundle said it.
I just think it's a hangover from Louise Goodman.
Yeah, just she was just out the back.
It's finger trouble.
Finger trouble. They weren't really paying attention. When they put those screws in, they had slippery fingers.
Why is the microphone not working? It's got a wet... Oh, finger trouble.
That's gross.
Well, we've started off well.
Got a lot of love for Formula One this weekend. You know what? Last weekend, I honestly questioned whether I liked Formula One anymore. In the Australian Grand Prix, I'm just going to get it thinking... I don't know if I really like it anymore.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
I don't know if I really... But this weekend I did. And do you know what I also felt? I felt a bit sorry for HRT.
No, I didn't.
Did you not?
No.
I saw them in the garage. They looked frustrated. Everyone's asking them, is that embarrassing? They're going, yeah, of course it's embarrassing. How would you feel? I just felt a bit... Poor guys. They're just guys doing the job. Guys and girls doing a job.
That's all true. I mean, to be honest, I feel more sorry for Virgin because they're actually just HRT and yet they are doing everything right.
Yeah.
Apart from, you know, doing it all on a computer.
They need to spell check their car design.
Well, we can't afford all the CAD AutoCAD drawing, so we've just been using Microsoft Paint. Yeah, so the qualifying was...
It was fairly standard, wasn't it?
Yeah, I'm feeling a bit... The top five and the bottom five are the same. That's an interesting...
What, as the last...
Australia.
Wow.
Is that the same order?
But Lotus were a bit closer, weren't they? They were a bit closer this
Lotus
time.
Lotus doing better, but what...
They were 0.04 of a second off of whoever was in... what would that make it? Who was it?
Toro Rosso.
Yeah, Toro Rosso. So 0.04 of a second away, that's quite good.
Well, they're getting there. The problem is, at the minute, is it's still basically the same, isn't it? The top five or six are... It's Ferrari, Red Bull, McLaren, Renault.
Yeah.
The middle, Mercedes, all the others and that. And then the bottom are still Lotus, Verdi and HRT. So we need Lotus to pop over. Because once we get to a point where the bottom three... Because the problem with the Q1, Q2, Q3 thing is that because Q1 is always HRT, Verdi and Lotus, that's not exciting.
And one bonus.
Yeah, if we can get it so Lotus are properly up there... I say we.
We can help, Tony.
We'll just do it. Just push the car along. Not in my back.
How did you put your back out? I was pushing an HRT up a hill. No idea how hard that is.
And
so, yeah, if they're there, it'll make it more exciting. And then there'll also be that lucky dip for the Q3.
Yeah, exactly. But if we can just get... I don't know, it'd be nice. So at the minute, Mercedes are still shocking.
Yeah.
Williams, whatever.
I don't understand Williams. I just don't understand.
I stopped even noticing Toro Rosso even exist.
Yeah, because they weren't they supposed to be the team that the
they did quite
forward.
Well in practice in testing. Then they've not really
Ferrari. Forget them.
And but they just kind of don't exist. I think maybe it's because of coverage. Because obviously Paul de Rest is in Force India, so now they get a lot of coverage with him.
Uh-huh.
It's the same two drivers as last year. They just don't seem to get anything.
Yeah, so they're not actually.
Lotus are very active on the pit lane and doing all the Mike Gascoigne and that. So
yeah, and it was their home race, wasn't it? That was true. So they spent a lot of time in their garage hanging around. We saw Tom, didn't we? You see Tom?
Oh, I didn't see Tom, no.
So when Chandock walked around the garage, he...
Oh, I didn't see him there.
Tom was there, yeah, looking embarrassed.
I made a bad tweet on that. I feel a bit guilty.
What did you say?
Well, when he was... Because, you know, obviously in the practice in Australia, he went out and crashed
into the wall.
In a corner.
Yeah.
When he was walking around the car, I was expecting him to trip over and do it again. Oh, first practice of a race and Chandock's fucked a car again.
I like the idea of him being Formula One's Mr. Clumsy.
It's just Frank Spencer. Oh...
Roller skating down the grid.
Ow. That hurt, I did a mime and that hurt my back. So, yeah, no, it's... So, yeah, I when... It just needs...
It just needs a little bit of a...
Bit of
a oomph, doesn't
a
it?
Bit of a sort and we'll be happy. I'll be happy with qualifying.
OK. Because it is pretty much you could just tune in for the last 5 minutes.
Yeah, and it looked like Hamilton had it and then Vettel got it at the end.
I mean, that was quite good, wasn't it? That they were a lot closer. And Webber and Hamilton, they're all a bit...
I find McLaren fascinating, because if this is their kind of backup, does that mean that if they got this octopus exhaust thing to work, would it have been faster?
Yeah. Than the
Because presumably on paper it's faster, but they couldn't get it to work. So maybe...
Wow. They need a brake, that's what they need. They need to finish this away leg. They need a brake to...
Well, also, apparently their new diffuser's not got proper carbon fibre on it, because it's all titanium. That sounds heavy.
Yeah, it does sound heavy.
Is titanium heavy? Is that one of the heavy ones?
Well, it's got to be heavier than carbon fibre, or they make the cars out of titanium. Or is it just very expensive titanium?
It sounds expensive.
Titanium.
It sounds like plutonium.
All the cool kids have that for their wedding ring, don't you know that?
Really?
Yeah. What have you got? What's yours?
I don't know.
Titanium. It is silver or titanium. Yeah, hit it with a pen. That's how I find out how all
Fuck you! Oh, fuck you!
Hang on a second. Yeah, golf. So the race started, and you noticed something about the start of the race, didn't you, Terry? You noticed something very impressive about the start of the race, in that Vettel weaved and dodged... How many times did we count?
I didn't notice it. I just read someone else noticing it.
You could have lied. Just lied. Tell them now.
I noticed what happened at the start of the race. Well, the main thing at the start of the race that I found most interesting was the flag guy. It took fucking forever.
Yeah. And I saw those guys with the sticks with the numbers on.
Yeah, that's exciting. Yeah. But the flag... Because you know that they always say... Oh, Vettel will be leading the pack round as slow as possible because you don't want to be sat on the grid for as long as you want because the engine starts overheating.
Yeah.
And they get there. They're in the hottest race of the year. Everyone's overheating. Everyone's really hot. They're waiting for some guy at the back. And if you go back on the iPlayer, look at the guy because he looks like he's going... Like he's not sure when to go.
Should
going,
I do it now?
Now, go. I'm scared. This is my moment.
Maybe he's the same guy that picked up the back of that Toro Rosso. And he just, if I leave that there, you're not going to take it, are you?
Promise me.
I'm coming back.
I need it. It's expensive. I'm going to make my kitchen
I'll make a kitchen table out of it.
Oh, how cool would that be? I reckon that you just work for HRT and they just go around and nick stuff off the back of the grid.
Well, I say it. Just next week. He's got like Red Bull that's just painted over with Tippex.
They can't afford tyres. What they do is they go around the track afterwards and make like a black snowman with all of the bits and marbles
when
off
when you
the
get
tires.
Those things like in the Betterware catalogue that are like soap knives. Nazi. It's not called soap Nazi.
What's a soap Nazi?
You know when you get all the bits of soap that are left and you compress them into one soap?
Oh, yeah. And they call it soap Nazi.
What a great name for a product.
What you need is soap Nazi.
It bosses a swastika, right?
Perfect Aryan soap bars.
Brundle is coming into himself as lead commentator guy.
Oh, he's doing well, man.
He's great. There's a website set up called brundlequotes.com.
Oh,
it's great.
Yeah, did you hear the classic? The classic is, we've heard it before.
What one?
Hugging the apex like your favourite granny.
He did a new one this weekend, which was when someone was going down the straight full pelt. He said he's going Harry Flatters down the straight.
Harry Flatters? It doesn't even make any sense.
I don't understand what it means, but I love him for it. I fucking love it.
He got me a speeding ticket.
Why?
Because on the way...
You were going Harry Flatters.
I was going Harry Flatters. Hugging every apex like my favourite granny.
Excuse me, sir, could you wind any window? What's your name? Harry Flatters. Oh, well, on you go, sir, on you go.
Yeah, I got busted on the way back from watching the Grand Prix because I watched the wrong bit of Grand Prix because I watched the highlights. I was supposed to be at home already. So I was in a rush and I was hugging the apex. You know on a dual carriageway, if
there's
it's empty...
There's no apexes.
Yeah, well, there is if it's empty. If you're on a dual carriageway, you can go from the inside lane to the outside lane and there's no other cars and it winds around. You can go from the inside lane to the outside lane, hug the apex like your favourite granny and then back across for the other one. Trust me, I was being a dick. Yes, I got busted by an unmarked police car. So now I've got 9 points.
How many do you lose it?
12. But, I mean, 9 points, that's pretty good. At the moment, I'm in between, I don't know, Kobayashi and Rosberg. I don't know. I'm doing quite well.
I don't think that's how it works. I don't get Paul de Resta. He looks so young.
Yeah, but he looks like he's rugged. He looks like he'll make it. I think he's going to do well. He's going to be pissing in Button's pool before long.
Do you want a prediction?
Go on, then.
Next year, he'll replace Schumacher at Mercedes.
Oh, good one.
Because he's DTM champion, isn't he? So Mercedes.
Coulthard's gone back to that as well.
Yeah.
And the rest of us beating him in DTM.
Yeah.
He still feels like a liberty to give him information.
Oh, I've got a secret. When you crash out, I know a shortcut back. I'm not going to crash out, David.
If you crash at tail number three, there's always a guy there with a moped. You don't have to walk.
I know some good hookers. I'm only 11, David. That is not funny.
Don't. You having finger trouble?
No, that makes me feel funny. But yeah, I reckon the rest. I reckon Schumacher's going to give it. No way can Schumacher do another year of this shit.
I like the fact that we've kind of given up on him being shit. Now he is now shit. It's not like when's his comeback. When's he going to do it? It's like. Schumacher.
Well, the car is
shit.
I mean, the car is clearly shit, so that's a shame. But I can't see the motivation. I can't honestly. I mean, forget anything else about him. I can't understand. I can't see the point of being a 7-time world champion, rewriting the rule book, rewriting the record book, then coming back in a car where you can't even qualify in the top 10, and you're barely finishing. I mean, you got in the points by about 2 points or something, and. I just don't. I don't understand it.
I genuinely
don't get it. If he wants to race that much, surely he'd be better off doing what a lot of ex racers do and racing in some formula that no one watches.
DTM.
And you can win. DTM. I just don't see him lasting. If nothing else, not to say he's shit or anything, but just the fact. Surely that's just depressing as anything.
Yeah.
Unless he hates his wife.
He just likes to spend some time away.
He detests his whole family, and that time he had off, he was just there going, "I hate these people.
Just got to get away."
Did you see the guy, the tattoo guy?
No.
There was a guy who, Schumacher's biggest fan, had like a Schumacher tattoo on his chest, on his back. No, it's his chest on his back. And then he had a tattoo for every race that Schumacher won. He had a new tattoo, so like Malaysia 1999 or something. And he said it's this thing, and he said when he was in the Ferrari years, he said it was getting quite painful because every 2 weeks he'd have to go to the tattoo parlour.
He's loving it now.
It's great. He's having a great time. Apparently Schumacher signed his chest and he got it tattooed. And you go, wouldn't that be freaky? How would you feel if someone said, I'm going to tattoo your signature.
I'd be do tempted. It on their face.
I'd be tempted to make it really long. Michael, Anthony, Arthur, James, Peter, Henry, Shoo. Hold your arm, mate. Mecca.
Wait, I had
let me just underline that. Durs and curs.
Durs and curs.
Or, as
doctors.
I see it,
doctors,
yeah.
The doctor's broke.
He's going to the doctors. He's going, he could. Okay, can you go to the doctors on this lap? Is that phase three? What's all this fucking code that Red Bull have got?
Oh, man, it's nice. Like, it's, do you know when people play rugby, when they do the lineouts, they often have different codes for different lineouts so people don't guess, so they guess what they're about to do?
Yeah,
I think that's what they're trying to do. Except the thing is, they're using codes that are rubbish, and then just saying stuff like, "The tyres are in phase one, currently in phase one, but nearly at phase two."
I wonder what that means. Does that mean? So phase one would be
the beginning. So let's assume that the beginning, the tyres are perfect,
and phase two would be when they're dropping off, maybe. Genius! But maybe that's why Webber's being so slow at the minute, because he's a bit older, he can't remember information. Maybe every time they say phase something, he has to put out this little clipboard from the cockpit and go, phase one. Oh, they're fine. All right. Oh, crap!
And then plan B and plan A? They were talking about going to plan...
I think they meant plan B, the rapper. No, I think what it was is that Vettel is so confident and relaxed this year that they were just talking about what they're going to do after the race. So I'm going to go and see Plan B. What are you? I was going to have a drink. Maybe. Oh, I've heard there's a nice reoffering.
Yeah, that's what it is. They all want to go out but not invite Webber.
We're going to Plan B. Okay, mate, Plan B. That's a debrief, isn't it? Yes, Mark. Yeah. Yes, it is.
Yes. We'll meet you by the back of the truck. 4 o'clock.
But then, I mean, this is the thing we joked about at the start, but when they said... All these codes, which but certainly codes.
Yeah.
And then they start to go, Vettel, do not use curs, do not use curs. Which you go, well, that's not a code. You think they'd have a Vettel, curs, option four or something. Curs, don't use it.
Phase F?
Yeah. And instead they're going, do not use curs, do not use curs. And then he started using curs. I think that was their code. Do not use curs means use curs. Which is why Webber was fucked, because they said to him at the start, okay, Webber, do not use curs, and he was like, ah, shit! So during the start, no, Webber, do not use curs.
Remember?
Do not use curs. It's a code.
Are we going for a Chinese or what?
Okay, use curs. I remember the code, so you do the opposite, so I can't use curs. Oh, for fuck's sake. And then we've got the marbles.
Marbles, marbles. There was enough marbles.
They're not fucking marbles.
They're actually chunks of tyre, aren't they?
I feel like they've just changed too much in one go, and we can't tell what's working and what's not. Like with the curs, the tyres, and the durs.
Curs, turs, and durs.
Curs, turs, and durs. Because the tyres are having an effect.
Yep.
But
definitely.
Then there are a couple of overtakes with the durs. That's definitely what we call it from now on.
Durs.
There's a couple of overtakes with the durs that just seemed a bit too easy.
Yeah.
And I don't know, there's a big debate going on about what is artificial, whether it's fine, whether it's not fine. Is more overtaking that's easy better than a procession?
There was a sort of backwards and forwards between Sauber and Webber.
Yeah, like, because it was, that was interesting, because he didn't have curs, but he did have durs. So whenever he got to the durs bit, he'd overtake over.
He was on the option tours. He had soft option tours.
Why is it option and prime? I get really every
option
week.
Option and prime.
Why? Because the option tires.
Optimus prime.
I know. I tweeted that. I didn't want to tweet about Optimus Prime. Well done, everybody on Twitter. But why is it option and prime? Why is it option? Because it's a hard and soft tyres. And yeah, they're different compounds every week. But one's harder, one's softer.
Yeah.
And
what, so it's hard. What sort of an option is shit?
So why don't they call it hard and soft? Why option and prime? It's so fucking ridiculous.
Yeah, that is pretty weird.
Really,
is it because there'll be an option and prime when they're wet as well?
I don't know. No, because when they're wet, you get wet. You get intermediate and wet.
Yeah.
Inters. Turs.
Turs. Inters, curs, and burrs.
And words.
We're almost starting to say words. Slightly Swedish.
Alex Words.
Alex Words.
Alex Words uses his turs with the curs on the inters. This is by turs.
Oh, dear. There's no more stop thinking.
What's...
Turs, curs, spoilers.
Ask you what speed I'm going.
How fast are you going?
100 mers and ers. Oh.
Who won the race? Redbirds. Mercer.
Ask me who holds the numbers on the grid.
Who holds the number on the grid?
Girls. Ask me what happens when my hair grows.
Well, that doesn't happen. What happens when your hair grows?
Curls. This now has nothing to do with Formula One. Good. Come on, stop it.
Hang on, Button finished second.
Yeah.
Vettel finished first. Do you know what Prechov had to do when he crashed?
Don't know.
Go see the nurse.
You sure didn't want to see the doers? You see the doctors and the nurse. The doctors and the nurse.
The doers and the nurse. Oh,
doers and the nurse.
Full circle.
Should we talk about that? Petrov's takeoff, that was scary.
Brilliant.
Who didn't think Senna when he crashed?
But the steering column.
The steering column coming off. Whoa. I thought that shouldn't happen.
There's a really... Well, it did... No, it shouldn't.
It's just not right, is it?
It was really odd because, you know when you've hurt yourself?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you get this, but say you've buggered your shoulder or something.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah,
or
yeah.
Your ankle. Ankle's a good one. Then, and you're hobbling along in the street. And everyone that's walking fine, you get really jealous of them. Oh, fucker, you don't know what it's like with this pain.
This is so horrible.
And because I'm laid up there with my... And where my back hurts, it's right at the small of the back. So I'm lying on the sofa. And when I see that car land, I go,
imagine the pain of shooting through your back. Yeah, because, I mean, he's on the ground as well. He's quite tall.
Exactly. And I was just like, he's so tall. He's coming out of the... I think his ass sticks at the bottom of the car. And,
You haven't been to shit for a week.
I'd like to... Because I even tweeted saying, is he out of the car yet? I don't want to take the piss, he's out of the car. Because I thought that's going to really fucking hurt. I could... genuinely damage your back, and he seems to be fine because he's made out of metal. And,
Igor. Should you talk about their penalties?
Yes.
That happened after the race.
So that's the second race of two this year when the top ten has been shifted by stewards. It's odd. Now we just watched it back.
We watched it back. Yep.
Okay, for the Hamilton one, yes, he did weave a bit. He didn't weave that much, actually. It was a bit of a more of a flick than a weave, you know. It wasn't like it wasn't like you on the dual carriageway. So he's weaving in and out like a basket. I'm just trying to preempt a Brundle.
Weaving like a basket.
He's weaving like he's no a
he's
Brundleism.
Weaving like a loom.
No, a Brundleism would be he's been weaving so much on that straight he could have made a basket. That's a Brundleism.
That's nice. Good.
Okay, by the letter of the law. He weaved a bit. Mm-hmm. Okay, fair enough, whatever. But the fact that his tyres were fucked, he then dropped down out of the race. He was weaving against Alonso, who then crashed into him.
Yeah.
And so they're no longer... I mean,
surely
if he finished,
eye for an eye, tit for tat.
If he finished just ahead of Alonso and there was accusation of weaving, okay, fair enough, dropping behind Alonso because that was a problem.
Yeah.
But the fact that then Alonso crashed into him on the next lap, dropping him down,
yeah.
Then they have a go at Alonso giving him a penalty as well. It just seems... a bit pointless, you know. It just seems a bit daft that this is. I don't understand the logic behind it. Yeah, if you're going to follow the letter of the law, then Vettel weaved on the start. I'm sure you could find a lot of instances of people breaking the rules. But in this case, they both penalise themselves by Lewis fucking his tyres and Alonso dropping down out of the points.
My theory on that is that Ferrari pursued it after the race.
Well, I read a thing on that exact note because they were both called in for the Alonso crash, and apparently the way it works, Charlie Whiting has to lodge a report with the stewards of what's to be investigated, and the Lewis weaving wasn't on that, which means it must have been brought up in the meeting.
Ferrari went,
well, if he's getting fucked...
Oh, so fucking silly, isn't it?
But it's just boring. It just doesn't show a good... And it's, I don't understand... When they're saying we've got to make overtaking, we've got to bring in new tyres to make it harder to overtake, the durs, the curs, the turs. I don't... You know, the point is, they're on the ragged edge. They've got so much to do this year. The tyres are fucked. They've got so much more to do. It's harder to drive a car. The lap times are like 6 seconds slower because they're just so much harder to go around. I just don't see the point of then someone doing an overtake and then they get penalised for it. It doesn't make any sense to me, I've got to say.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't get it. Again, if they'd have finished
right behind each other.
Yeah, if it was
maybe
a,
there's
was
a point.
Yeah, if it was a change of decision, but all it has done is dropped Lewis behind.
Just
giving
Lewis one less point, and there's so many fucking championships have gone down to the wire this last couple of years. If he loses by a point, oh, that's going to be pretty annoying.
Yeah. But let's not forget Button, hey.
Oh, he's totally in second. Forgotten how that happened. I don't know.
He's in second. He did well. How did he sound in the press conference? I didn't watch that either.
He just seemed a bit confused. I think he's not really sure what's going on.
Am I in trouble with Lewis?
Because yeah, Lewis had a slow pit stop. Yeah, well, we're talking about Red Bull pit stops are ridiculous.
Oh my god, it's like they lift the car up and then drop it immediately, and the tyres are already on it.
I think it's still to do with.
I think they change the tyres.
I think it's still to do with our. just paint a stripe on it.
just move your hands. Go forward.
No, they've just got like a massive like potato stamp. Stamp a stripe on it. Hey, do you notice that the stripe on the to delineate the soft tyres?
Mm-hmm.
Is the same as the JPS Renault. It's
oh wow, it's colour coordinated.
So it looks like the Renault have gone, even our tyres are on the same.
Yeah, you're all winning. Oh, I'm a bit annoyed about them.
With their gold suits.
No, they're just doing very well.
They are and they aren't they? I mean, they are.
But they aren't.
Yeah, they are.
It's a bit annoying, isn't it? I was kind of hoping they were.
But the general consensus is no one's calling them Lotus, so I feel quite happy about that.
Yeah.
I don't know what's going to happen. The court case is still. I don't know what's happening with that. I think.
Still going on, isn't it?
There was a weird interview I heard on the radio with Tony Fernandez. Mm-hmm. They asked him outright, if you lost, would you just change the name? I mean, how much does the name Lotus mean to you?
And he said about £3 million.
Well, he did say something like, I want to keep it. The team Lotus have been really good to us. The fans have been really amazing. But at the end of the day, a name's a name. And it's just weird. It's the first time there's ever been a little bit of a chink,
yeah, because it's been quite punchy about it.
And you know how important press stuff is? It's not like you turn around on a 6 months, you kind of slowly ease stuff in, and I'm wondering,
Oh, dear.
Because I've got to be honest, I don't like... If they're going to call it, like, Air Asia or Team Malaysia or something,
mm-hmm.
It's a shit name.
It is.
Force India's a terrible name. What is this with naming things after fucking countries?
HRT, come on.
I know, I mean... And that's Hispania, you know. So what's his name of things after countries? Otherwise, we just have McLaren would be called Britain. But yeah, so just don't name teams after countries. I'm just saying, if Lotus people, if you're listening and you're going to get away from Team Lotus.
No, Lotus, I know Lotus. I know Lotus. If Lotus had to rechange their name, they'd open it up to the fans.
Oh, they'd call it another F1 team. Oh! I'd rather it was called Fernandez.
Yeah, Fernandez.
It's a good name.
Fernandez.
Fernandez. Fernandez.
All of the drivers have to turn up like Spanish dancers.
Fernandez. Ding, 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 ding. I'm on a grid.
Team. Watch me dance into the car.
Team Fernandez. It doesn't sound very Malaysian, though. I'll give you that. Team Fernandez. Ding, 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 ding.
Mechanics have to wear those big sombreros and have guitars.
Hang on, let's see if I can do a guitar.
There you go. Hang on. Oh, you got a bigger kit. Team Fernandez.
Fernandez! You push me out of Q1. I will kill your mother. Ding, 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 ding. So
that's sorted that.
That's sorted
out.
That
saved your day in court. We should turn up for court with a guitar.
With sombreros. Everybody, we have solved the problem. Dun, 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 dun. Fernandez.
The Fantasy Formula One's kicked off. If you're on the Autosport Fantasy Formula One thing, come and join our Formula One League. It's too late for us to win a trophy because we needed 8 people. We've only got 6.
Oh, really?
Yeah, you need 8. Last year it was 6. Yeah, that's the one. So it's fantasyleaguef1.com. Oh, the pin for our Friends and Enemy League is 1133, and I am at the top with 93 points. Motherfucker!
So we got Chinese Grand Prix this week coming.
Yep.
So, predictions?
It'll be in China. I'm going to sleep through most of it.
I think...
Weber.
Vettel.
Weber.
It's going to be Vettel. I think
it's going to be Vettel.
Yeah, I think Vettel's going to do it again. So we'll be back next week. Thank you very much for listening.
See you later.
Yeah, bye.
Bye.
You've listening to another F1 podcast with Terry Saunders and Kevin Shepherd. If you want more stuff, come to the website, anotherf1podcast.com.